February is the perfect time to take a walk in the woods up here in the Northland. Birds are few and far between in winter, but that makes the ones we see more precious. Listen on a still, frigid day to all the bird sounds that reach your bundled ears. First, of course, you have to learn to filter out snow-crunching boots, the click of a jacket zipper, and the squeak of binocular straps. In most cities and towns, the first sound you hear is usually a starling, house sparrow, or pigeon, but up here, a black-capped chickadee is more likely. Chickadees stay in flocks all winter, and many other species associate with chickadee flocks, like nuthatches. We have two species of nuthatches up here. The smaller is the red-breasted nuthatch, which is often found in the tops of spruce trees. Its call has been described as a tiny tin horn. The white-breasted nuthatch is larger than the red and spends more time in deciduous trees. Its call is louder and deeper. It's been described as yank, yank. If you're sitting cozily indoors looking through the window, you can tell your nuthatches apart by looking them in the eye. The red-breasted nuthatch has a dark eye line. The white-breasted not only doesn't have an eye line, its pure white cheek highlights its beady black eye. If you're particularly observant, you can even tell which sex a nuthatch is by looking at its head. If its cap is deep black, sharply contrasting with a blue-gray back, the bird is a male. If the cap is duller, blending in with the back color, it's a female. The most abundant bird at many feeders this year is the pine siskin. Listen for its zippy chittering. Now that the days are starting to get longer again, you can start listening for the first signs of spring, even if the thermometer is reading 20 below. One of the most promising sounds is the drumming of the downy woodpecker. Loud as this is, downies don't do any damage when they're drumming. They're simply making noise to mark their territory and attract a mate. They choose the loudest drumming spot they can find, from hollow trees to gutters and drain pipes. Damage to expensive cedar siding is done far more quietly as the birds softly probe into the wood for harmful insects. My favorite sign of spring is the song of the black-capped chickadee, which is often heard on frigid days in February. The chickadee-dee-dee call helps keep a flock together. The song is sung to attract a mate and perhaps begin defending a territory. As days lengthen, male chickadees' hormones start surging in their tiny blood vessels, and they burst into song more and more. It's sure a prettier sound than presidential candidates doling out empty promises and beating around the bush, playing Simon Says at primaries and do caucuses. If you feel like you're losing heart, it's probably time to escape to the outdoors and enjoy the Northland's frozen beauty. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.